Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Time to get a gun.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Slamfire Radio episode 27B, the post multi-gun. Oh my god, it took forever.
It was a long time episode. Long time, oh wait, yeah. No, the episode's not gonna be a long time.
This episode's gotta be short and sweet, just like Matthew.
Night guard. He's neither.
Listen, the turtle burgers are in the oven, so we can't mess around here. We need to get back to the kitchen. So we're just going to go quickly around the room and maybe just give us your thoughts, your impressions on the match today. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Let's start with the random guy.
Hello, everyone. Dave, random guy here from Ontario. Match was awesome. As better than or good as last year. That's not English. Oh, well, whatever. I'm tired. It took a really, really long time to get everything done. We were there for 10 hours.
12
hours.
It was a long hour.
The match was not quite that long, but it was a very, very long match. But it was a hell of a lot of fun, a lot of shooting. Weather up and down, cold and warm and windy and no rain, fortunately. So it was a great day, good company, everybody had fun. Nobody in our squad did anything stupid, so no DQs in our squad.
And at this point, you've got yourself convinced that you beat me on a stage.
I think that I may have smoked Trevor on a stage, so we have to look at everything, because if I won that one, I smoked, I don't care if it was a quarter of a point.
That's smoke?
Okay. That's smoke.
If you win by an inch, you win by a mile.
A win is a win.
I don't care about the time, I just care about the actual shooting of the stage. So if I beat Trevor on something, I'm going to frame that bitch, and it's going up on the wall. Because I have nothing on my wall for shooting stuff, so if I beat Trevor, I'll take that as a win.
That's awesome.
I'm going to give him my plaque.
He deserves it.
I'm going to sign it. No.
Did you bring... where's Brian? Did you bring the plaque for Owen?
I brought the plaque for Owen.
Top female?
He's being a girl about it.
Hold on. Tell the story. Why did you...
All right. Last year at the three-gun event, I was awarded third place. But afterwards, we found out that there was a stage that should have been tossed, which would then have put Owen in third place. And I brought the plaque for him to be a good sport and everything, and he's going,
He told you to stuff the plaque.
We're deciding, yeah. And now, actually, both of us have decided it's soiled and neither one of us want it.
I'll take it.
So it's going to be eradicated tomorrow.
Well, wasn't the agreement that if whoever won today would just get it?
Yes.
And so how did that work out?
Oh my god, did he ever kick my butt?
He kicked a lot of butts.
Oh, yeah, no, and it was very obvious all day that he was smoking everybody in our squad.
So,
yeah,
real quickly,
except for Matt.
The results, Matt got first in standard, which means that none of his firearms had comps or optics.
Yes.
In open, it was George McCullough first, Owen second, and me third. Yes. And what I love about how Owen won is Owen shot them all ninja gear, right? Owen shot the plate carrier, everything that is more tactical and less gaming. And you guys have said, shoot it the way you want to carry it. And beat him anyway, and he did. So congratulations, man. You shot a hell of a match today.
Yeah, tell us about the match, Owen.
We didn't carry plates, though. So.
No, I didn't have plates on. That was the only thing I've got to,
got to
make up for that. Yeah. Do it in armor this next time.
Full armor. Helmet.
Full armor. No, it was good. It was a great match. A lot of fun. I would definitely say, agree with Dave, better than last year, I think. I'm not sure why, but...
Because you came in second instead of third/fourth.
Third and a half. Well, I think part of it was being able to shoot with everybody this year. Last year I wasn't able to do that.
Right.
And so I shot Friday night. My head was not in it, and so I didn't shoot as well. And was mad at myself most of the time.
He was stabbing targets.
He did stab and a target.
Stabbing yes. targets.
Stabbing you were awesome. Stabbing targets last year.
Okay. Now, to be fair, Owen and I discussed this target stabbery today. We decided there was no good place to do it, and we were both sad.
That's right. They're standing at the maze, and they're having a legitimate conversation about how, there are no targets. There are no targets here we can actually stab. Like, this was a real conversation that was occurring. Like, never mind, it's 12 and 8 or it's 12 and 12. Yeah, no, you're right. There's nothing here we can stab.
So next year, tomahawks.
How do you rate the power factor on a stab?
Can you introduce that next year?
All right. No, but you know what we might do next year? A breaching. We wanted to do a breaching.
A breaching?
Last.
Oh, breaching would be nice. Fun.
We should have did a breaching, yeah. Yeah, but...
I had the right choke for that. That's great.
Exactly. All right, let's keep moving.
All right, Brian.
I had a heck of a day. Owen said he was going to kick my butt, and he did. All day long. It wasn't even funny. I did have my head screwed on upside down for the first couple stages, and...
But I think a lot of us did.
Well, yeah, and once I got it screwed on right, it didn't help a lot. IPSC kind of speed games are completely different than service conditions of what I'm used to, so which is one of the reasons I came, because it's fun to do something completely different. So my skill
unless
sets
that
are just
completely
different.
Different is service conditions.
Like, yeah, then it's not fun.
You enjoy IPSC, we wouldn't enjoy your game.
You know what? I'm convinced Owen would. I think we all would, actually.
I will give it a try. If I can convince my wife to go to Ontario on a vacation again, then I need to hit an IDPA match with another friend of mine up there.
Yeah.
And I would... I don't know if I'd be able... You know, that would be hard to time it, but
yeah,
I would come... If I could get an optic for my gun, I would come
shoot. There's at least one match a year with the Royal New Brunswick Rifle Association.
Oh, really? Really?
We should look into that, guys.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, because if you had listened to the show...
Well, we're not going to go that far. Let's not get crazy here.
Anyway, no, I had a great day. It was awesome, and I'm tired, and I want my turtle burger.
Yeah. So we're on to Mario.
Yes, amazing match. First match for us.
Yeah.
And actually it was also...
Yes, the golf clap. Let's get the golf clap going.
Okay. And it was at the same time our Black Badge certification match. So it went very well, I think.
Which is a hard one to do.
You survived.
Yeah,
you don't spend these counts. Normally it's a mini match.
No DQs.
No DQs.
And I think I... came on in 8th place, I think.
Yes, you were top 10.
Yeah, so.
8th place, yeah.
That's pretty good, I guess. Yeah. And, it was amazing. I really liked it.
And then your brother was limping around with an injury.
Yeah, he had a bit of a problem with his legs.
Yeah, Jazz, tell us how your day went.
Amazing. I enjoyed the shooting a lot. Most of it doing walking, but that's the way I wanted to do it. I want to learn the stuff. I had problems shooting with the AR.
And the bus. Tell about the bus.
Yeah, the first stage I got, I failed to engage a target. So that cost me 30 points from the start. I started that.
It's funny how those add up fast, don't they?
And that messed with my head. So yeah. The next stage, I totally shot over 3 targets with my pistol about 10 yards.
Yeah.
So usually I don't miss those, but I think I saw hitting the target, but or else I would have shoot it again. But in my head, there were
holes.
There were alphas. I continued, or else I would have shot again. But after it, you shot over. Okay, yeah. So that didn't help.
And it was the first time you shot an AR.
Yeah, and I shot the iron sight on the AR at 100 yards. Yeah. And.
You got hit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. I shot 5 shots each target. Standing. And wish for the best.
Yeah.
So it was lucky shots and I got them, so extra point on it's cool. So I'll take that. So I have to practice with the AR for sure. And that's about it. Very tiring day. 12 hours.
Oh man, was it ever.
Yeah, but I'll do it again.
I feel it on my nose.
But next...
You feel it out of your nose.
All my nose.
Yeah, I got some sun too.
I got some sun.
I think it was windburn, guys.
That's what I thought.
It's windburn.
I can feel it on my nose.
Yeah.
But next year I'll have my... Huh? Unrestricted black gun.
All you're right. getting a T-97?
Yeah, but as soon as they take off the
rail. As soon as they take off the rail, put on optics.
Take off the handguard, put on a rail.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Foley.
Next year I'm bringing a C6.
All right.
Screw this business. Screw this transition. Down with the pistol. Out comes the 220 round barrel. Jeesh.
I want to say, though, it was really interesting to watch you do the transition from or where you had to hold the shotgun and then draw your pistol, and you insisted on doing it
the condition
three-way, which didn't work at all.
What's this condition three stuff? Jeez, but yeah. I tell you.
Tim pulled out his pistol into the service, and CQB, you don't have a round chambered, so he was carrying a shotgun in one hand, transitioned to the pistol, and then sort of looked at the pistol,
this ain't gonna work.
And Dave had the best comment, which was...
He got killed by his own training.
I'm gonna have to burn the match director now. It's all his fault.
It's definitely his fault.
Absolutely is.
The next three guys, one of them's been on the show before. We have some listeners and some Facebook celebrities.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have the clone.
The clone, yes.
Send in the clones!
I'm mildly uncomfortable talking without my helmet on here.
You don't have your helmet on.
That was great. I know.
So first thing, say who you are.
I'm filthy.
Yes, you are. So how did you find the match?
Well, I came in second or third to last, which is pretty much what I expected. I feel like I would have done a lot better if I was allowed to wear my helmet.
And use your blaster?
Yes, and use my E11 blaster.
I don't remember you asking to wear your helmet, because I would have said yes.
Oh, okay. So much for that excuse. But if you guys want to use bayoneted rifles next year, I'm your man. I got a Grand, I got an M14, I've got the bayonets for them. If you want to rig up a dummy,
we don't have obsolete weapon matches.
That'd be nice.
Obsolete weapon matches.
nothing obsolete about an M14.
No.
Except everything.
Yep. You wrap that sucker in a Troy Industries stock. And it's good to go.
And it's 500 pounds.
So we're a lot of airs.
Yeah. So did you have fun?
Oh, it was a blast.
And this was your first kind of action shooting, practical shooting?
Yeah. Normally my airs have 22 conversion kits in them. I'm blinking all day.
Yeah, high five.
Remind me tomorrow to bring mine so we can look at it.
Yep.
What's going on there.
Sure.
Next. This is the bum who won the Daniel Defense Air 15 at the Nationals.
You stole my rifle?
He bought his ticket through a podcast, which is awesome. Luke Giroux, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. He's busy staring at my shirt. The rifle was awesome.
Cool.
As for the shotgun, I think I need to win a shotgun next year.
It's time to ditch the $100.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of the $100 shotgun. It's seen better days, but the match itself was awesome. It's my first three-gun match. It was long, but I would definitely do it all over again. For a little while, though, I was a little afraid because our CRO was DQing people left and right, so I was afraid I'd be next. But I wasn't. I lasted the whole day with everybody else.
Two confirmed kills.
And now I'm here with you guys.
Confirmed kills.
How many DQs for the whole match?
Three.
Three?
All by
Hoffman. And two was on our squad. Two in our squad.
Well, hold on. Let's get to that in a minute. Let's finish up. So you're done?
I'm done.
I'm glad I interrupted like that.
Well, thanks for coming. So Muffin, Jason.
Call me back, Muffin, you get stabbed.
All right, so the next sound you'll hear is a knife going into my thigh.
Don't touch any of my lamps, especially in my reloading room.
Why?
So, Jason, you came to the match.
Yeah, it was an excellent match. I finished fifth place in open, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody to come into the shoot.
And talk about your confirmed kills here.
Yeah, I got two DQs in my squad today.
No, you DQ'd two people in your squad
I had
today.
No choice.
You had no you choice. Know, now, without naming
we
names...
We saw one from across the range.
Yeah. Don't name names, but what were the infractions?
Well, the first one, he had a CRSP holster, and he didn't lock it. And on his way up to the ramp towards the trailer, he dropped his pistol, so...
That's the one that hurts the most.
That hurts a lot.
Ground, yeah.
Did he fire a shot?
No.
No, he didn't fire a shot.
Yep. He's supposed to be here. He's not here.
Yeah.
You know who you are, buddy, and we're really sorry that you're not here with us.
But you'll get her next time.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the second one, well,
He transitioned, well, he grabbed his pistol in one hand and he had his shotgun in one hand and he started shooting, and then he broke 90 with his pistol, but I looked at my arrow that was over there and he looked back at me, he did a little nudge and I said, well, let it go. So then he swiped his foot and he broke 90 again.
So yeah, he was out. Yeah. You give him a little leniency, so had, and yeah, yeah, no, you can't do that.
I had no choice to do it. So.
Yeah,
I got 2 confirmed kills on my
block. Yeah, those things happen. Yeah,
you're going to mark those on the stock of your rifle with a little DQ stamp?
Yeah.
So the question is, do you want to buy my 870?
Do you want to buy my 16
ammo? No.
Okay.
No. No.
How did the NEA run?
It ran great. Except you put some slipstream in it.
There's
it.
And that's why it ran great.
That's right.
You put slipstream in it, so I wasn't having snake eyes.
Oh, that's what it was. They were too alpha, but they weren't snake eyes. Yeah. No, that's you, not the slipstream.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess that brings us to me.
All right.
How did I find the match? Yeah. I don't know. How did I find the match?
Were you there?
Torres.
Was I there? Well, it was a good match, I have to say. I really enjoyed myself. I don't know if it was better than last year's, but it was at least as good as last year's. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was fun reshooting some of the national stages in different ways with different firearms. I really enjoyed that aspect of it. Doing the jail break again with shotgun, rifle, and pistol was really cool. I enjoyed that. My 16 MOA rifle certainly let me down on several occasions. Fortunately, I guess.
He won first place.
Fortunately, I still came in first for some weird reason.
Despite
my own misgivings,
sort of
tells
you where accuracy lands in the IPSC world.
Yeah, I think it's speed is.
You're number one, Brian.
So yeah, no, my hat's off to you for putting on a good match. So,
tell us
how you found the match. How'd you like it?
I don't know why, but I was more relaxed and less caught up in making sure that everyone was going smoothly than I was last year.
Well, I think that's because you had a couple of people on the range helping you out.
I had a staff this year. I had Chris Kingston, God love him, Papa. He stepped up and he was match director. He was range master. So I handed the match over to him, and that meant that very little came my way with regards to problems, and I was able to shoot. And I had a statistician person, and I had a quartermaster who would repair stuff.
That'd be Harold.
We had cooks show up.
That'd be Sergeant Lynn.
Yeah, I was able to just relax and shoot. And again, thank you to the Ontario team, Bolivar and Foley and Dave.
Random guy.
And they showed up. We got to the matches. When we arrived at the range, the sun wasn't up yet. And they immediately got to work. They were like, what do you need? And they just didn't stop. They took all the bags off the targets. They checked everything. And they even built the stays that needed to be built that I had completely forgot about. So, but other than that, I enjoyed how I shot. I felt like I shot pretty well. I had some good ones. I had some mediocre ones. And I only had one bad one.
Hopefully the one I beat you on.
So, but other than that, no, it was fantastic. I got a lot of good feedback and some constructive criticism for stage descriptions and whatnot to do next year.
So saying this sucks isn't constructive.
If you think they're overcooked, just turn it off.
We're talking about turtle burgers here at this point.
Turn it off.
If you come to Nunguensic, don't forget to drink Alpine.
That's right.
Thanks.
All right. And
cheers.
So I ran it by a couple of people because, okay, we had 8 stages. And then an IPSC match, 8 stages, you'd be done at 3 p.m.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So the problem with a 3-gun match is not that it takes any longer once the beeper goes off.
It's staging.
It's the staging, and it's the clearing of the 3 firearms. And every stage in this match required you to use all 3 firearms.
No, that's not true.
Except the house.
No. Except the house?
No, the maze.
Yep. Oh, right. So we had 2 stages. That's right. We had 2 out of 8 stages. One was two firearms, one was 1 firearm.
Yeah.
This is working very well, by the way. Thank you. As he points to his drink.
It released the Kraken.
Yes.
Was it released?
It was released.
All right.
So, Spice Rum says what?
By the way, it's my IPSC alias.
That's right. This is Kraken right here.
What does it say?
It says Muffin. I mean, Kraken. Synonyms. So the plan for next year is And for a while, I told you I'm not doing it next year.
Right. I'm holding you to that.
Well, I am doing it again.
Oh, you are. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Well, once you guys showed up, then my batteries were recharged. I was rejuvenated, and it was just go, go, go. It was awesome.
Was that like when I plugged you into the power outlet there?
And no, it's when you hooked my things to the battery.
Right.
That was
that'll get you moving.
That goes you going fast. I want to go fast.
So what we're thinking next year is a two-day match.
Ooh.
Five stages a day, 10 stages.
Cool. Oh, that way you're not burned out in one day running. Well, turtle burgers are done. Turtle burgers are done. So, Trevor, wrap us up amid this squeaking.
All I can say is thanks for listening, guys. And take somebody shooting. Shoot straight. Shoot often. Shoot safe. What is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, we got to go. The fire trucks are pulling up. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're all Ron Burgundy.
No, we're not. Yes, we are.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.